Oop, I'm here. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, my name is Kyle from Vocal Splash.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
Cool. And I'm speaking with Cameron, right?
Yes, you are. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Nice to chat to you. My colleague asked me to give you a call with regards to your Facebook ad, but I believe you might want to stop them with us because you've got someone else. Or
No. I'm actually, what I wanted to do was talk to someone that this is what they do, and I wanted to talk to what I wanted to talk to you about, and I'm so sorry because I'm not at my desk right now, but I'm just going to give you the gist of it, and then we'll set up another time that we can do it all, okay? But what I'd like to do is find out what the analytics are on my ad, and I know I can see some of it, but I want to talk to somebody that's doing this every day, that's in the trenches, and tell me, you know, should I make 2 more ads, 3 more ads, 5 more ads? How much should I spend on each one of those ads? Can we, because of the data that you have now, are we able to target like the lookalike audiences? Can we target people that have clicked, but you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Do some retargeting and stuff like that. So what are you guys doing right now? I realize $100 is like nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
The $100 basically keeps an ad on throughout the month. So it's one ad that's on.
Yeah.
And that stays on around the month. And we got the call to action, of course. So when somebody will click on the ad that Facebook thinks is interested, they can click to call you from the ad. So $100 is kind of, you know, the minimum to have an ad running for the month. And then if you wanted to maybe switch to like a lead form fill campaign or a messenger campaign, it would probably be good to put a bit more into that so you can, you know, yield some more leads from the campaign itself, if that makes sense.
It does. In your experience, what is that number? Is it 500, 750, 1,000?
Yeah, so what I always suggest to start with when moving to like a lead campaign is 300, just to start to see how it works in the area, because the thing is with Facebook ads, we never know how it's going to pan out in your area for your business until we've done it for a while, if that makes sense, because every area is different.
God.
Like, I've noticed certain areas there doesn't seem to be a lot of people on Facebook, if that makes sense. So it really depends, you know, on the area. So I don't like to say to somebody, put 1,000 in, and then they don't see anything from it. I think it's good to go gradually, you know, and then work your way up should the lead flow be coming through well for you. Yeah.
Okay. My only next question then, because that's really wanted. I just wanted to know that we could do that. We could do the retarget. You know, because I'm going to go off of your recommendation and how much I should start off with right off the bat.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to switch the card that's on, not with you, but when we do this, I'm going to switch over to a different card on the file. I would do that with the account manager, right?
Yes, you can do that. You can do that with me if I call you back later on, or you can do it with or whoever you speak to, but
I could do it with you.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. So my only other question then is, are we going to run just one lead form ad then, or should I make a couple, you know?
That's up to you. We can do one or two. We can maybe do like two to start and see how it goes, and then if it does work well, then we can always look at doing more with an increased budget, if that makes sense. It's really up to you. Some people just have one that they do and then they change that one regularly, or they have more than one for different services, you know, and stuff like that.
If we do two, let's say we do two and we figure out which one's working better, and then we do two again, you know what I'm saying? And we just keep critiquing it until it's a well-performing ad. Then if I do two, let's say we just start this tomorrow, we're on two, are you saying 300 per ad? Or are you saying 300 for the whole ad campaign? What are you saying there?
Yeah, so if we do 300, we can have two, so it's all under the one campaign, but we can have two different ad sets, so two different ads, but it's still under the same campaign. So we can do two of those with 300, and then the more variations of different ads that you want, then I would suggest increasing the budget, because if I do five under one campaign with that budget, it's going to be very stretched, if that makes sense, so...
No, it does. It totally makes sense. And I'm kind of leaning on your wisdom on this because you're doing it all the time. If you would suggest that, hey, Cam, we're going to do two of them, but to give them the best shot, I didn't know if 300 was going to give it the best shot or 300 is going to give us some good insight that first month or whatever and say, hey, Cam, I think you should bring it up to five or six or whatever.
Yeah, I think 300 would be good to test it out for a month. And then after the month, you can then schedule a call and then see how we proceed. If you might not want to do it, or you might want to put more into it, if that makes sense, and then we can take it from there. But it's definitely good to start somewhere with a test rather than just put a huge budget in for an ad that might not perform, if that makes sense. So,
it does.
Yeah.
So can we set up a call? I'll set up a call with you. Or, I don't know how that works. Is it going to be you that I'm talking to?
Yeah. I can give you a call back. That's no problem, yeah.
Cool. I'd like to talk. And then what days do you work and how late do you work?
I'm here Monday to Friday. And on your time, it would be from 8 till 5 that I'm here.
So, till 5. So at 5 o'clock my time, I could still talk to you on the phone. I would rather not do that. I'd rather give you some more time, but yeah, go ahead. Sorry, what were you
saying? No, well, if I scheduled it in advance, I don't mind calling you at 5, if that's a better time for you. It's really up to you unless you want morning. But if you want me to phone you at 5 when you're at home or something, I'm happy to stay a bit to do that. That's fine. It's up to you.
Okay, well, I was going to say, we could do it, I'd rather not have you stay in there later. I only say late in the day because I'm out in the field all day working, so I'm not able to, I can't sit there and chat with you out in the middle of stuff. Let's do it for 4 o'clock, and then let's do it for next, what is that, boom, boom, boom. It'll give me time. Let's do it. Can we do it Wednesday? Wednesday at 4?
Wednesday at 4.
Or
so this
Friday
time
at
on 4. Wednesday.
Yep.
Oh, next Friday at 4.
Yeah, sorry. I was just asking you, next Wednesday or next Friday, I could do it at 4 with you and then we'll chat about this.
Yeah, let me set it up for Wednesday. That Wednesday works for me.
Perfect.
If that works for you.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just see here. Let me just put it in the calendar now so I don't forget. Sorry, just give me one sec.
No, you're okay.
Okay, I've sent it to you right now, the invite for Wednesday at 4 p.m. your time. Perfect.
And you sent that invite to me?
Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. Can you give me an email or send me an email or something that I can send you the ads, the two that I want to use? I think what I'm going to end up doing is I'm going to go look at what all the other junk removal companies are doing in the Facebook ad library and just see whichever one's performing the best for them. Do a little bit of phone call reconnaissance and then make something like that and we'll start off with those.
Makes sense. Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you know about the library. Not many people know they can actually look at that, so it's great to learn from there.
I want to make the most of that $300 if we can.
Yeah, of course. Tell me something. Have you done any sort of other ads before apart from Facebook?
Well, so I'm trying to research. One thing to understand about where we live is there's not. I did. Probably, I don't know, weeks of keyword research for different search terms here. And yeah. where bigger cities were getting like, oh, 100 searches, 300 searches, or 500 searches a month, I'm literally getting one, you know, there's like two searches that month for trash removal services. And seven searches, you know what I'm saying? So I thought, well, Google Ads is probably not going to be ideal, and I don't get hardly anything for being here. Like, a ton of the community that I, the valley that I work in, you know, there's like five little towns. Everyone and their brother is on Facebook here. It's like how everyone communicates. We're a little old school, so it's like not TikTok. Instagram a little bit, but that's the wives, man. Most of the people here are on Facebook. That's how they buy, sell, advertise their businesses, everything like that. Like the Facebook groups, we do a, like, I do a ton of business with just Facebook groups and then optimizing my Google My Business, man. I'm like, and for a couple of the search terms, I'm the first guy. So I show up in Maps and boom. But to answer your question, I don't really advertise in other avenues, but that's based purely off the fact that from all the research I did, I wanted to make the most of what limited funds I had at the time. So that's why I started with Facebook. I just didn't have anybody tell me that, like, Cam, you know, I think Google Ads or Bing Ads or, you know what I'm saying? I don't know which ads you're talking about, but they just didn't, you know, I don't want to be blowing a bunch of money for no return on it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Have you done anything on Yelp before?
No, and the tough part is Yelp is not really well known here. So when I do get a lead from Yelp, which I think I've gotten three or four so far since I've been open last September, and my, you know, but the calls that we've gotten are from people that were out of state living in much bigger cities that have moved here. So obviously their first thing to look up was Yelp. But here you talk to, because I work with a ton of businesses and realtors here, and I talk to them about Yelp, and I'm not saying that they're the wise guys on it, but they're like, oh man, dude, nobody uses Yelp. And I just have noticed it's like the search traffic here on Yelp is, nobody's using it. And if they were using it, I'd totally be down, but I don't get anything from it just from having my listing in there. I'm the only guy doing trash removal in there.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah. The reason I'm asking is because we are one of the we're an advertising partner with them, and the reason I'm asking is because I actually recently launched a campaign, and I was quite surprised, you know, with the leads that we had a client get. So there's obviously different parts to it. With how the ads work. So what I will do, we will still speak about Facebook on Wednesday, but I'm just going to have a look at some of the information available to me to see what the area is looking like in terms of search, because we're able to see that as well and to see, you know, what's going on there. It just might be something to look at as well, because when I'm looking at Facebook for the area that you're in, the estimated audience size is not that big.
It really isn't. It's like 20 or 30,000, something like that.
Yes, exactly. So that's what I was looking at. That's what I was looking at. So I was just thinking we can, with the lead campaign, we'll definitely try it. But, you know, they do say with the smaller, you know, the area, sometimes the less results. But like I say, a lot of people are on Facebook there. So it could be successful, but we're still going to test it. That's why I think even more reason not to just blow a big amount on it straight away.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, let me have a look with our rep at Yelp just to see what's going on in the area as well, and then we can take it from there. And then I will speak to you on Wednesday at 4 p.m. your time to discuss the changes. And I'm sending you an email now as well that you can reply to.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the only thing I was going to comment, if for your reference, as far as where we go and what we service, you know, when you're using that Facebook thing or whatever, like, I'll go, I think the max that I've gone out now is like 78 miles. So if that helps, you know, stretch it over, I don't know if you're looking at a map or not, but there's like Cody, Wyoming, and then Powell, and then Lovell, but I'll go out, you know, I'd go out even further. I'd go out 100 miles to or further if the project is big enough, because we do demolition and like some contracting work as well. And if if that helps you with targeting, and that helps better, you know what I mean? I'm open to that, is what I'm getting at. Like, I'm definitely open to that.
Perfect.
To build, to make a bigger target size.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, absolutely. I will, I'll take that into mind when I'm looking at the areas and stuff. And then we'll speak on Wednesday. And I've sent you the email as well now as well.
Okay. Yep, I got it, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll speak to you next week. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.